From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, a 64-year-old woman and her family get housing assistance and a new lease on life. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 64-year-old Castie Anderson and her daughter Celine Collins Bryan of Woodburn in St. Thomas are the proud owners of a new home, thanks to Food for the Poor Jamaica and the Orain family. The long and arduous journey that culminated in the handing over of the house started decades ago when the family was separated.
It's a really heart-rending story. The mother was separated from her child just after birth. The daughter became an adult, couldn't find her mother, went on a radio program and appealed for anybody who knew her. And she was able to find her. So they're now reunited and they need somewhere to live because where they are now is very small. And so one of the things I've done in life is to help those who are in need, and I found Food for the Poor is a wonderful organization to do this because they're very well organized, very transparent in how they function.
Former chairman and chief executive officer of the Grace Kennedy Group, Douglas Orain. Castie Anderson had been sleeping on the sidewalk of the Kingston Public Hospital for about 20 years.
Sometimes I have no days for the hospital, you know, and sometimes in the hospital. Yeah, you tell me that, and sometimes they come, the bad boy, they come in, so the people, we're selling the task work, I run with home. And then I run me home to the hospital, and sometimes I did it out there, make up the cardboard and put the sidewalk, and when I'm ready, I'm gone back. And I tell her, I say, them have the right, they come and they saw me in there.
Mrs. Collins Brown, Castie's daughter, says while her own living conditions were less than ideal in 2013 when she was reunited with her mother, she was more than happy to share the little she had with the woman who gave her life.
I've been living unhappy knowing that don't have a mother. When I see Mother's Day, people email, I could give my mother this thing, I could give my mother that thing, my mother come over. So I always feel left out. So I want to share my happiness with her just the same like all others share their happiness with their mother.
Mrs. Collins Brown has high praises for Food for the Poor and the family of Douglas Orain, who came together to make it happen.
Well, the house has been painted. We got a rug. We got the keys for the door. And we are very grateful.
I feel like I am one in a million. It has been a long journey. Very long journey. We just have to give God thanks and give Food for the Poor thanks.
Mr. Orain, who presented the keys to the brand new home, is calling on other companies, families, and individuals to give more, no matter their status in life.
As a business person, now retired, I know from experience corporations help as much as they can, but it's impossible to meet all the needs for requests. So I think it's wonderful for individuals and families to actually step up to the plate and say, yeah, I'm going to make a difference in this world. And I hope this would encourage other individuals and other families to give to help Jamaicans in need.
Development and Marketing Manager at Food for the Poor Jamaica, Marsha Burrell-Rose, says the organization has provided over 100 homes since its first 5K run walk. The latest donation by the Orain family was as a result of the event held last year.
It was through the initiative of the Food for the Poor 5K that Mr. Orain decided that he wanted to give back and he wanted to do it as a family mission. And this year, we will be building 100 houses for 100 wonderful Jamaicans. So we're hoping that person will come on board and help us to make this a reality.
Mrs. Burrell-Rose adds that there is still time to sign up for this year's walk in May to give even more Jamaicans a chance of home ownership.
Our 5K will be on May 13th at Emancipation Park. It starts at 6 a.m. and the cost is $1,200. For a team of 20 and over, it would be $1,000. And we have a VIP package where we deliver the bibs to you. You get a t-shirt, you get a beautiful breakfast, and that would be for $2,500. So we're hoping that the churches, the schools, families, everybody will come out and support this wonderful event.
Development and Marketing Manager at Food for the Poor Jamaica, Marsha Burrell-Rose. And that's how we end today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.